Ever fire off a message and just wish it would magically appear instantly on the other end?
Like telepathy, but for the digital age.
Exactly. Well, get ready to explore real-time pub sub, the tech that's making those blink and you missed it speeds a reality. We've got their docs, blog posts, even dug into their FAQs.
We've been through it all.
So you don't have to.
It's about more than just pure speed, though, right?
Right.
It's about creating that feeling that everything's happening live.
Yeah.
Imagine like a multiplayer game where your every move is echoing instantly across the globe.
Or you're collaborating on a document and the changes are just flowing seamlessly like you're in the same room.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm hooked already, but let's back up for a second. For those who are new to the party, what exactly IS Real-Time Pub Sub?
In the simplest terms, it's kind of like this super organized messaging system, but for your applications.
Okay.
So instead of your app constantly checking for new messages, it can just subscribe to the topics that it cares about.
Okay.
And then when new information comes up, bam, it's delivered instantly.
So I'm picturing like this bustling town square.
Yeah.
But instead of everyone yelling across the crowd, they've all got like these custom radios tuned to exactly the conversations they want to hear.
Exactly. And this isn't your old AM radio. This is crystal clear, instant communication. Because real-time pub sub uses WebSockets.
Okay.
It's this technology that creates like a direct line between your app and its users.
No more clunky refresh buttons.
No more refresh buttons. Just constant two-way data flow.
So if WebSockets are like the direct line, does that make real-time pub sub kind of like the operator?
I like that.
Connecting everyone to the right channels, making sure the data gets where it needs to go instantly.
That's a great analogy. That's the beauty of a platform like this. It handles all that complex routing, all that delivery, and it just lets the developers focus on creating cool user experiences without getting bogged down in the infrastructure.
And our sources mentioned some incredibly fast data transfer speeds, especially across Europe. We're talking milliseconds here, right?
Yeah. They've actually shared some benchmarks, and the numbers are really impressive, especially between major hubs. Think like Berlin and Frankfurt. You're looking at an average of 30 milliseconds.
Wow.
Which is faster than you could even process a thought.
That is what I call real time. But with all the speed, all this connectivity, I imagine security has to be a top priority. So what's the story there?
You're right. Security is paramount. And real time pub sub, they don't disappoint. They use TLS encryption for all data in transit.
Okay. I've heard of TLS.
So imagine like, if you're sending a message, it's in this super secure lockbox, yeah. Right? That's TLS.
Okay, so that covers the data moving around, but what about controlling who has access in the first place? Is that where JWT comes in?
Exactly. JWT authentication is like having a VIP list,
yeah.
Right, at the door of all your app's data.
Okay.
It verifies the users, their permissions, make sure only the right people are seeing the right things. And the beauty is, you're in control. Real-time PubSub lets you integrate with your existing systems, you know, like Authno, or even your own custom setup if you're so inclined.
It sounds like they're really focused on giving developers that flexibility and control.
For sure.
And speaking of control, the sources also mention this cool inbound messaging feature.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. You know how we often think of real-time updates as going to users, right? Like you get a notification on your phone.
Right, right.
Real-time PubSub, it allows for this two-way communication. So now your web app can actually trigger actions in your backend systems instantly.
Oh, okay.
So think like updating a database or maybe kicking off a complex process, all thanks to this inbound messaging.
So it's like having a direct line, not just to your users, but to your entire tech stack.
Precisely. And to make things even smoother, they've integrated with popular services. Think like Amazon's SNS and SPUS.
Okay.
So this means you can trigger actions in the cloud with the same ease as you send a notification to a user's phone.
Wow.
All from a single platform.
That's incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I kind of want to pause and talk about the why behind all this.
Sure.
Why should our listeners, many of whom are probably knee-deep in code right now, even care about real-time pub sub? What makes it stand out?
That's a great question. And, you know, honestly, in today's landscape, users, they crave immediacy.
Yes.
They expect things to happen right now.
Right.
Whether it's a message popping up in the chat or seeing that life score update.
Yes.
Real-time pub sub, it gives you the tools to actually deliver on that expectation. Mm-hmm. To build those applications that are not just functional, but like truly engaging, almost addictive.
So it's more than just keeping up with the Joneses.
It is.
It's meeting the demands of users who expect, you know, instant gratification.
Yeah.
But how does this translate to like concrete benefits for the developers?
So for developers, it's about working smarter, not harder. Let real-time PubSub deal with the real-time complexities.
Okay.
And you focus on what you do best, building those cool features, you know, crafting those seamless user experiences.
So we've established that real-time PubSub is fast, it's secure, it's incredibly versatile.
Right.
But what about the actual developer experience? Is it user-friendly? Does it play well with other tools?
That's something they've clearly thought a lot about, because real-time PubSub offers this very well-documented and intuitive API.
Okay.
That just makes integration like a breeze.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what your favorite programming language is, you're going to be fine.
And I'm guessing that extends to their support for popular SDKs as well.
Absolutely. They want to make it as easy as possible for you to just jump in and get going, regardless of what your tech stack is or your experience level.
Nice.
And plus, on top of that, they've got this really vibrant community forum where, you know, if you run into a snag,
yeah,
you can connect with other developers, share experiences, or even get help from the real-time PubSub team directly.
It sounds like they're building more than just a platform. They're building a community.
Exactly.
And then that's awesome. I love to hear that. I'm loving the sound of this. I'm also curious to see it in action.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through some real-world scenarios where real-time PubSub is making a tangible difference?
Absolutely. And a great place to start is something many of us use every single day. Chat applications.
Huh. We're back for part two of our real-time PubSlab sub deep dive. Last we left off, we were about to explore how this tech is really changing the game for chat applications, something I think we can all relate to.
Absolutely. And, you know, remember that instant message delivery we were talking about where you don't even have to think about lag? That's real-time PubSub at work right there.
So it's handling all that behind-the-scenes magic.
Exactly. It lets the developers really focus on building those cool chat features. You know, they don't have to worry about all the infrastructure headaches.
So no more wrestling with those clunky polling mechanisms.
Exactly. It's like having a dedicated messaging layer that just works. They can focus on what makes their app unique, whether it's like group chats with thousands of users or maybe those disappearing messages. Real-time PubSub, it gives you that solid foundation to build upon.
Okay, so we've got the chat example down. But this tech, this isn't just about like words on a screen, right? What about something more dynamic, more interactive? Like online gaming.
Now, there's an area where real-time PubSub really shines.
Yeah.
Imagine those like really intense, you know, multiplayer games where even a tiny delay can mean the difference between, you know, virtual glory and like utter defeat.
Yeah, the stakes are high. So how does real-time PubSub keep those gamers happy, keep those pixels updating in sync?
It all comes down to synchronization. For a truly immersive gaming experience, everyone needs to be seeing the same thing at the same time.
Right.
And real-time PubSub, it allows developers to synchronize everything the game states, player actions across tons of devices, with minimal latency.
So it's like this invisible thread connecting all the players.
Exactly.
Making sure that everyone's in the same reality, even if that reality involves, you know, battling dragons or racing futuristic spaceships or whatever it is.
Exactly. And this just opens up a world of possibilities for these game developers. You know,
yeah,
they can create way more complex multiplayer experiences.
Because they know that real-time PubSub can handle all the hard stuff in the background.
Exactly.
Exactly. This is all starting to sound really powerful, but let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
Let's talk about something a bit closer to home, or at least closer to our physical spaces.
Okay.
What about the Internet of Things? How does real-time PubSub fit into that world?
Ah, the Internet of Things. Now we're talking about connecting everyday devices to the Internet, right?
Yeah.
And having them all talk to each other in real time.
It sounds like those futuristic smart homes we used to see in the movies are becoming a reality.
They are. They are. Imagine this, right? You're controlling your lights, your thermostat, your coffee maker, all from your phone.
Hmm.
And you've got that instant feedback and responsiveness.
Okay.
That's the power of real-time PubSub in the IoT space.
Yeah.
You can take all these different devices and turn them into this truly intelligent system.
So it's like the central nervous system of the smart home, making sure that all those different parts are working together in harmony.
Precisely. And it goes even beyond just homes. Think about smart cities, right? Where
yeah,
maybe traffic lights adjust in real time to make traffic flow better, or even connected cars that talk to each other to prevent accidents.
It's pretty amazing to think about.
The possibilities are huge.
It sounds like real-time PubSub is playing a key role in this whole interconnected future we keep hearing about.
Absolutely. And it's that low latency and ability to handle those massive amounts of data.
Right.
It's really the perfect tech to power these real-time applications.
Yeah.
But it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the experiences it creates.
I think that's a key point. It's not just about the tech, it's what you do with it. And it seems like real-time pub sub is opening these doors for developers to build things that we couldn't have even imagined before.
Exactly. And, as we keep generating more and more real-time data, those tools like real-time pub sub, they're only going to become more and more important.
It sounds like this is just the beginning of the real-time revolution.
I think so.
But before we get too carried away with all the possibilities, it's probably a good time to switch gears and talk about some of the practicalities of actually working with real-time pub sub.
That's a great idea. Let's get down to brass tacks.
And we're back for the final part of our real-time pub sub deep dive. We've covered a ton of ground here, from those instant message updates to the future of like smart homes and entire connected cities.
It's been quite a journey. But we're not just here to reminisce, right? We want to know what's next. What exciting developments are on the horizon that have developers buzzing about real-time pub sub?
You took the words right out of my mouth, so give it to me straight. What's next for this platform?
Well, one area where they're really pushing the envelope is global reach. As our world becomes even more interconnected, the demand for real-time communication that spans continents, it's only going to skyrocket.
That makes sense. The world's getting smaller every day, and developers need tools that can keep up with that. What does this global expansion look like in action, though?
Imagine a developer in, say, Tokyo, who's building an app that needs to talk to users in London and New York, all in real time, of course, without a hint of lag, no matter where they are in the world.
Okay, so that's the future real-time pub sub is building towards, a truly global network.
That's the goal, instant communication without borders.
Yeah.
But what about the folks who are just starting out with real-time development?
Right. Is this only for the big players or what?
Not at all. They're really serious about making their developer tools even better,
Okay.
making it easier for everyone to work with real-time pub sub, no matter their skill level. Improved SDKs, more intuitive documentation, and even more helpful community forum.
That's great. A platform's only as good as the tools that come with it, after all. Speaking of which, something that's come up again and again is security. Especially in a world of real-time data, what's real-time pub sub doing to stay one step ahead when it comes to protecting all that user data?
Security is fundamental to how real-time pub sub operates. They're constantly updating their infrastructure to meet those ever-evolving security standards, state-of-the-art encryption, robust authentication, you name it, they got it.
So developers can rest easy knowing their data and their users' data is in safe hands.
Absolutely. But it's not just about real-time pub sub, right? It's about giving those developers the tools to create secure applications in the first place. And they provide that. You can implement strong authentication, authorization, you can control who sees what. All those things are crucial for protecting data in a real-time world.
It's a team effort then.
Exactly. The platform provides the foundation, the developer builds on that.
I like it. So, what about the more futuristic side of things? What's on the horizon for real-time pub sub? Any sneak peeks?
One word, AI. Now imagine a future where your real-time apps, they're not just handling data at lightning speed. They're actually understanding it, learning, and making decisions in real time.
Whoa, now we're talking. Applications that can evolve and react to user behavior, make predictions on live data. The possibilities are pretty mind-blowing.
Exactly. A chatbot that knows how a user is feeling just from how they type. A financial platform making split-second decisions based on live market data.
It's incredible.
AI combined with real time, it just opens up so many doors.
Real-time pub sub is on a mission to be the platform for the future. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the key thing you want our listeners to remember?
I want everyone listening to remember that real time isn't just a feature anymore. It's essential. It's the new standard. Users expect information instantly, interactions that are seamless and immediate. Real-time pub sub gives you the tools to deliver on those expectations, to build apps that aren't just functional, but feel truly responsive and engaging.
It's about building the future today. Thanks for coming on this incredible journey with us. We explored the tech, the potential, and even got a glimpse of what's to come. And if you're as excited about real-time technology as we are, check out the links in the show notes. You might just be the one to build the next game-changing real-time app.
Now go build something amazing.